This is quite a story because we know how fantastic it was when we won the Rugby Sevens at the Olympic Games.
Unreal.
And the story leading up to that, when it was announced that Rugby Sevens would be in the Games,
mm-hmm.
and smart, athletic women all over the country thought, this could be for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were people from different sports got involved. One of them was Chloe Dalton. Chloe had played WNBL basketball,
yep.
for the Sydney Flames from 2012 to 2014, claimed gold with the Australian Rugby Sevens side in Rio, named Players Player of the Year last season. And look, Rugby Sevens, it's quite a circuit. It's mm-hmm. a big deal. It's at the Olympics now. But... Chloe took a break from rugby at the end of last season. She was watching the AFLW. The former Carlton recruiter, Graham Bergen, he was watching, thought, well, come in along and have a trial. Yeah. And she's now going to play VFLW for Carlton this season.
So
she's
good.
Aiming to play in the Blues team for 2019 in the burgeoning women's AFL competition. She's on the line with us now. Hello, Chloe.
Hey, Chloe.
Good morning.
How are you? First things first, what is your favourite sport? What is your chosen sport? And be honest with us.
Oh, that's a good question. I think growing up, like, I played a whole range of sports. I think back in the day, it probably would have been basketball. And, yeah, recently I've kind of expanded it to include quite a few.
Yeah, well, there are quite a few.
Can I ask, how tall are you, Chloe?
About 176.
176, okay.
It's tall enough.
Yeah.
Not tall, but tall enough.
Yeah, tall enough. Yeah. Okay, so you played basketball. Just tell us about that Rugby Sevens thing, because I remember when it was announced and there was quite a frisson of excitement that we can gather together a team, ultimately, that won the gold medal. But just tell us about that.
Yeah, it was a pretty awesome 4 years that I was involved in. It involved girls from, I guess, a range of sports. Came across quite a few touch football players. We had girls from athletics who were sprinters, myself coming from basketball, hockey players and things like that. And the AIU did a really good job of, I guess, adding girls from different sports. And then there were also a couple of girls that had grown up playing rugby as well. And we were based in a full-time training program and played on the World Series, played on the circuit each year, and I guess just worked really hard towards that Olympic gold medal, which was a pretty incredible achievement in Rio in 2016.
All right, so you've pretty much hit the top of the tree in basketball. You have in rugby. Why go to the AFLW? I know the exposure of the sport. Was it the exposure of the sport, the TV numbers, the broadcasting, the attendances? What took you to the AFL?
I think it's been pretty awesome to watch the first two seasons, just the way that the AFLW has launched off. I think it's just such an awesome opportunity. When I was in primary school, my biggest dream was to be a professional sportswoman, and I think to see the amount of opportunities that are now available for females is pretty awesome. So I guess for me, it's kind of seeing that the opportunity's there, and for me, there's no real reason not to have a crack at it and get involved.
I went down to the Des Moines game when the rain came down and Carlton was playing the Giants down there at Des Moines. You could barely move. I was quite surprised by the number of people there. But the other thing that struck me, having watched it on TV, the collisions when you see it, when you see it in the flesh, the collisions are fierce, aren't they?
Yeah. It's a pretty aggressive game, and I think I'm really hoping that my tackle technique from rugby will come across well, and hopefully that skill will be able to transfer into the AFL, because, the girls, give it a good go.
Well, so you mentioned skills. Obviously, you've got the background of the basketball, which will, you'd obviously be great with the ball. Then you're rugby, so you like the physical contact. What skills do you probably need to work on to suit AFL?
I think the handballing is one that I've got to work on. It's probably a pretty foreign concept to me after passing the rugby ball around. But, in rugby sevens, I was the drop kicker, so obviously a different kind of kick. So that'll be something that I'll work on, just working on the drop punt. It's obviously a lot more square as opposed to coming around the corner on the drop kick and kicking it with the inside of the foot. So that'll probably be a habit that I have to get out of and something that I'll keep working on throughout the VFL season.
And have you been watching anyone closely, any players in the AFL that you're trying to emulate, anyone you look up to?
Yeah, I think even just looking at the Carlton girls, someone like Taylor Harris, who's awesome in the air, and then there's just a couple of workhorses in there that just go hard all game, and then some of the players have really good footwork, like Sarah Hosking, and then defenders like Bree Davey, who obviously unfortunately did a knee earlier in the season, but that's been really good to watch those girls and try and learn as much as I can.
All right, now let's talk about just real quickly changing gears. John's trying to get in, but I'm finding this fascinating. Commonwealth Games. Let's talk about that. The girls. How do you feel watching those girls play in the rugby for the gold medal?
Yeah, it was really tough to watch. I think that's probably one of our biggest rivalries, was always coming up against the New Zealand girls. So that was it was an incredible game, and so tough to come down to the wire like that. And I know how much effort those girls put in, so it was pretty devastating to watch that.
Do you live it when you're at home watching it? I know my sister, she's played top level cricket, but she's right into it. Do you jump around and are you out of your skin when they play?
Yeah, and I think I've grown up in a family where yelling at the Canadian sport is the norm. So it gets pretty loud in my household.
So Chloe, you're in your mid-20s, so you do a couple of years here. Say you get to play AFLW and you do a couple of years there, you're still a couple of years away from the next Olympics. So would you start looking at the prospects of, would you go for the sevens again? Because you've still got basketball, I guess, up your sleeve as well. So is it possible that you'll change gears and move back to one of your other careers?
I'd probably keep the door open for the option of Tokyo 2020 for the rugby sevens. I think that's something that I'd like to keep in the back of my mind as an option. I think basketball, it's probably been a little bit too long now. I think I might have lost my touch with that one. But I think, I'd like to keep the option open to rugby sevens. But, for the time being, I'm really keen on giving AFL a really good go, and I'd really like to focus on it completely so that I can learn the game and transition into that.
It was interesting you talk about the kicking, because I was watching Cora Staunton played for the Giants. She's one of the biggest names in Ireland. And she came over here. She played Gaelic football over there, and she was having trouble kicking the ball because they've got a different style of ball over there. But she was very, very tough the way she played the game. And it seems every year it gets tougher and the contests get fiercer and the skills seem to increase as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just the professionalism of the girls, even though it's not at that full-time level yet, I know how many hours the girls all put in. Yeah. So it's, I guess, really exciting to see how much it has progressed so far. And I think as it continues to grow and as people continue to jump on board and get down to watch, then it's just going to keep getting better and better.
And finally, Chloe, before we let you go, do you work as well full-time like many of the other athletes?
Yeah, so I finished my physiotherapy degree at the end of 2017. It took me 6 years, but I got there eventually. Oh, good. Working as a physiotherapist.
So you work as a physio, and then you do this, at the moment. One day it'll be full-time, but at the moment you've still got to work to make a living.
Yeah. So it'll have to be a balance between working and then footy training later in the afternoon and at night. But, I'd love to see one day the AFLW goes professional and be a full-time
program. All right. Chloe, great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again when you get drafted into that team. I think when they pick you and you're part of it, we'll have a chat to you then. All right, good luck.
You're my new favourite player.
Thanks so much.
All right, now I've got a team in the AFLW.